In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we continue with volume 18, December 20th, 1925. Jesus says, Luisa, my daughter, indeed, I, Jesus, shed your tears so that they would pass through my eyes. So here we see this unity, this oneness with Luisa. Jesus says that here Luisa is crying because she wants the divine will. She needs the divine will. And he says, I, Jesus, shedding your tears as they would pass through my eyes. So here, God is bringing back to mankind through Luisa this oneness that God had with Adam. So he says, I, Jesus, might give you the great gift of the most holy divine will. So here, Jesus is showing Luisa. And again, this is volume 18. This is the living in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit. She says that I'm giving you back this great gift of my most holy divine will, the gift that Adam lost. A lot of people are, you know, they're doomers and gloomers because it's all worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. What God is saying to us is you've got to understand that great things are coming. Great things are happening. The doom and gloomers have basically forgotten what Jesus said to St. Faustina. Jesus said to St. Faustina something that's very, very important. He says, the final devotion that I give to my church before I return is divine mercy. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I have confidence in you. Jesus, you're my Lord, my Master, my King, my Savior, my God. You're my all, and I have complete confidence in you, Lord. A lot of good and holy people have said about this time, we have to have the faith of St. Joan of Arc. She listened to God and the angels, Our Lady. She listened to what the Lord was directing her to do, and she accomplished it. And it seemed at that point that even though she was following God's law, God's word, the church, those in the church, martyred her. There is going to be confusion. Absolutely. The evil one's not going to give up. His time is over. God's now time to reign. And he's giving the evil one a little bit more time. And God is asking us to remember, Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. I have confidence in you. So this is something that Jesus is showing. When you shed your tears, if you're trying to live in the divine will, they'll pass through my eyes, Jesus says. Why? So that I, God, can give you the great gift of my most holy divine will. This is the gift that Adam lost. So what Jesus is asking of us to do is to remember that the spiritual DNA that Adam had was to be in God's image and likeness. So Jesus comes to earth as the new Adam. Mary comes to new earth as the new Eve. And on Calvary, they redeem, Our Lady co-redeemed with Christ. She was with him on Calvary. God redeemed mankind. And now it's a new beginning that started. And 2,000 years later, Jesus says to Luisa, I'm now going to give you this great gift of the most holy divine will. He says, now remember, listen to the words, that I, Jesus, might give you the great gift. Okay, so we want this gift. We desire this gift, but Jesus has to see whether we pass the test so that he will give us this gift. So he says, That which Adam could not receive with his tears, even though they too pass through my eyes, you, Louisa, can receive. So we see that when Adam sinned, he regretted. And Jesus basically says he cried for the rest of his life. He knew what he lost and he wanted it back, but he couldn't get it back. You needed Jesus to come to redeem, to bring back what Adam lost. And he says very, very clearly, he says, before sitting, Adam possessed my most holy divine will. And with the possession of my most holy divine will, Adam grew in the likeness of his creator, of his God. So what does this say to us? It's very clear that because God breathed this Ruah of God, this breath of God into the dust, into who Adam was, just dust. Out of this dust came the image and likeness of God. And therefore, when he received this gift before he sinned, he was constantly growing in the likeness of God. This is what God wants to get returned back to us. Right now, our DNA says get old, gray-haired, wrinkled, and become food for worms. That's what our DNA says. So Jesus is saying to us, I want you to understand that because what I'm giving to you, Louisa, in the book of heaven, you will be able to learn how and why we're going through what we're going through. It's a new beginning. Why and how, Jesus says. So this is what he's saying to us now. He says, Adam grew so much as to form the enchantment of all of heaven, and all felt honored in serving Adam. Why? Image and likeness of God. They felt that they were serving God. Adam was in the image and likeness of God. All of creation obeyed God. Adam was the king of the earth. That's why Jesus comes as the king of kings. Adam was the priest. That's why Jesus comes as the high priest. Adam was the father of the human generations. That's why Jesus comes as the father of the age to come. And now with Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, everything's being brought back. And this is the life we have to begin to live. And we have to say this to Jesus throughout the day. I no longer want to live the way of earth. I want to learn how to live the way of heaven. And so what God does is he gives us the book of heaven. And as we read, as we study, as we put this into practice, Jesus is teaching us. He's speaking to us. He's guiding us. He wants us to begin to embrace this. Tomorrow is the feast of the exaltation of the cross. And your, if you want to say your task is to read what Jesus tells Louisa. Now, if you have the calendar, the very first reading is from volume one. Normally, there's not a date in volume one. And what Jesus tells Louisa in volume one, and it's a long one. It's a powerful one. He teaches us why the cross is so important. That if we don't have the cross, if we don't have Jesus, if we don't have Christ crucified, if that's not part of our life, we haven't got the passport. That's why every house should have the crucified Christ. St. Paul says that we preach a Christ crucified. And now God wants to give us this abundant life. So he says this. He says, when Adam lost the possession of my divine will, even though Adam wept over his fault, Adam and Adam sinned no more. Adam was able to do my divine will like the saints, but he could not possess the divine will. He says, Adam could not possess the most holy divine will of God. So Adam never sinned, he says, basically, after this. He sinned no more. He never committed another sin. But he could do the will of God like the saints. So what the saints have learned after Jesus redeemed us is how to live a life of the fallen Adam by doing the will of God. Now Jesus wants us to live in the will of God, and this is what he gave to Louisa. So we have to let go of the things of the earth to embrace the things of heaven. Our Lady says that to Louisa, I will teach you the way of heaven and no longer the way of earth. What our God is asking of us, what our God wants of us, is to make this leap of living heaven on earth. Okay. And it's almost impossible for us to do that because of our fallen nature. We haven't got that we can't possess the most holy divine will as Adam did before the fall. But Jesus says he's looking for souls who wants this gift, more than anything, who can be peaceful, joyful, and happy in all situations so that the kingdom can be established on earth as it is in heaven. So he says this, because the divine will, God himself was offended, because the divine will offended, one was missing. Adam couldn't possess the divine will because the divine will was offended, and therefore the one was missing. Adam was missing from participating in this, who was to form the new divine graft between God and man. Okay, so the one that was missing is Jesus, the new Adam. He says, in order to let him cross again the threshold of possessing possessions of the eternal volition. Okay, this was kind of fun. He says, Adam didn't possess my most holy divine will because the divine was offended. The one who was to bring this back was missing, and that's Jesus. To form the new divine graft between God and man in order for mankind to cross again the thresholds of possessing this eternal will of God. What our God is showing to us is because Jesus redeemed us, he now wants us to go back to where we were before the fall. Okay, to go back to where Adam was before he sinned. Go back to where Adam was before he failed the test. So our God is saying to us, as we read, as we study, as we put this into practice, what's beginning is a whole new beginning for us. And what we need is we need Jesus. We need Mary. Jesus always says to us, he says to Louisa, when I talk about myself, I'm always talking about my mother as well. It's the two of them together. As Adam and Eve are always spoken together, Jesus and Mary is spoken together. And Louisa and the one that's coming is going to be spoken as one together. This is something that's we will all be Catholic. We'll all have this universal life again, this abundant life, this reflection of God, image and likeness of God on earth as it is in heaven. So Jesus is saying to us, Adam couldn't possess this because he didn't have Jesus as his Adam yet. Adam couldn't possess this because Mary didn't come to earth as the new Eve. They're one that was missing to form this new divine graft between God and man, to let mankind again cross again over the thresholds of this separation to possess the eternal will of God. So good things are in store. Great things are going to happen. And our God is asking us, pleading with us to read, study, especially tomorrow, read the first page, if you want to say the first paragraphs of September 14th. Listen to what Jesus is saying about the cross. The cross is necessary, it's so powerful. So may the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.